call the meeting back to order.
You got one?
Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Here.
Mr. Schulmer is absent. Mr. Farla?
Here.
Mr. Roberts is absent. Ms. Peterson?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Mr. Redman?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Stockton is absent. Ms. Ruby is absent. Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Okay, let's go with what I think is the simpler one. This would be the resolution for, first of all, do we have a motion on the actual formal action? No.
The first one?
Yes.
Yeah, we sent that through. That's done.
That's fine. So let's do that. So here's a resolution.
Wait a minute. We did R9.
Good, okay. But we didn't do O10.
We didn't do 10.
We did 9. We'll do it both at the same time. We'll do the formal action and the adoption of the resolution, if it makes sense.
Okay.
So for 09, whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Highlands authorized the Planning Board to undertake a review of proposed Borough Ordinance 0-12-9, which ordinance will amend the Borough Zoning Ordinance, and whereas the Municipal Land Use Act, NJSA 4055D, 26 and 64, requires that the Planning Board prepare and transmit a report back to the governing body. And whereas said statute is further required that the report of the Planning Board shall include any identification of any provision or provisions set forth in the proposed ordinance amendment, which is or are inconsistent with the Borough Master Plan and contain recommendations concerning those inconsistencies and any other matters that the Board deems appropriate. And whereas the Board conducted a review of the proposed amendment on March 8, 2012, and whereas the Board received comments from Board members, Board Engineer and Attorney, and various members of the public, now therefore be it resolved by the Planning Board of the Borough of Highlands that Ordinance 0-12-9 is inconsistent with the land use and other elements of the Highlands Borough Master Plan, and the ordinance does not advance the purposes of the planning and zoning, and does not advance the planning objectives of the Highlands Borough Master Plan. Be it resolved that in addition to the foregoing, the Board does find the following. One, the ordinance should be clarified to read that the maximum height of any mid-rise structure shall not exceed six stories, including any above-ground parking facility that is incorporated within the mid-rise structure. Correct?
Correct.
Two, the Board recommends that the governing body review the prior recommendations and resolution forwarded by the Board in, I don't have the date when it was done, in 2011. The Board believes that those recommendations, which are next here to and made a part hereof, are sound and are consistent with good planning practices.
Good. Does that represent your motion?
Yes.
And your second?
Yes.
Have a vote on the written resolution?
So moved. Okay, you have to have a separate vote?
You already voted the formal action.
Now okay, this is a whole different vote.
This is adoption.
Okay, somebody want to offer that?
This is I'll a offer vote, it. To, vote to adopt the resolution.
Okay.
I'll second. All right, so we have an offer by Mayor Nolan.
Second by Janet. Okay. Any questions on the motion? Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Farla?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, the second resolution, it's exactly the same as the first, right down through 1, 2, 3, 4 whereases. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Planning Board of the Borough of Highlands that Ordinance 0-12-10 is inconsistent with the land use and other elements of the Highlands Borough Master Plan, and the ordinance does not advance the purposes of planning and zoning and the planning objectives of the Borough Master Plan. Be resolved that, in addition to the foregoing, the Board does further find the following. See list of findings and recommendations attached here to and made as part hereof, which are going to be these. Okay, I don't know these, Peter. Findings and recommendations on Ordinance 0-12-10. One, expansion of the MXD zone into the R1.03 and WC 2 zone. Yeah, the WC 2 zone is inconsistent with the master plan. Two, Section 2-21-74, prohibitive uses. The Board recommends that taxi/livery companies be permitted as a conditional use with standards to be developed by the planner. Three, Section 3D, last line, omit the term, quote, shall, and insert the term, quote, may. Number four, Section 4-3, lowercase a, omit in its entirety. Number five.
That's wireless communications for anybody who's
following. Yeah.
Section 4-3C, omit its entirety. See the B1 overlay standards as a reference. 6, section 5, 3A, omit in its entirety.
Wireless communications again.
Okay. Number 7, section 5-3C, omit in its entirety. See B2 overlay standards. 8, section 7, last line, omit the term shall and insert the term may. Number 9, section 8B-2, lowercase a, omit the term excluding and insert the term including.
That's which had marinas.
To do with the boat sales.
Boat sales.
Okay. Number 10, section 8B3, the board recommends that the planner craft language that will make this section consistent with other applicable sections that limit this permitted use. And that has to do with the
mobile home.
Right. Number 11, section 8B4, the board recommends.
Sorry, repeat what we did with the mobile home.
Okay, section 8-B-3, that's recommendation number 10. The board recommends that the planner craft language that will make this section consistent with other applicable sections that limit this permitted use.
To its existing locations,
right?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to add into its existing locations?
Yes.
That's what the intent is.
Yes.
And before you go on, right after that, the hotels, maximum height of 4 stories, we don't need to put feet in there.
Number 11,
yeah,
section 8B4, right on cue. The board recommends that the maximum height be limited to 47 feet.
Terrific.
Which is consistent. You're allowed to go back to the bus. You're not allowed to go forward.
Number 12, section 9, this entire section should be consistent with the B1 and B2 zone provisions that permit residences above the first floor. This section should be reviewed and clarified by the planner as well. That's all I have.
That's it.
I've just put in there, the term single family residence should not apply to multifamily residence. That's our biggest objection.
Okay.
Why make them?
Okay. You want me to add? Tell me what you want.
What is it?